Oh, man. Hey, Miss Trisha said it good when she was on the piano. She said, if people ain't getting what they need in the day, it's their own fault because it's thick in here today, amen? But then she said, it's like that all the time anyway. But I don't know about y'all, but it's, woo-wee. God is good, amen? If you got your Bibles with me, and I know you just sat down, but if you got your Bibles, we're gonna read from Psalm 19. And I'm going to read the whole chapter, and I'm going to try to get through it the best I can. Let the Holy Spirit guide us today. But if you get to turn to Psalm 19, if you will, please stand with me in reverence of the reading of God's Word. If you can't stand, I understand, but I will ask you to stand. The Bible tells us, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of His chamber, and rejoices as a strong man run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuit is to the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteousness altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yeah, they much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. And shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that we have felt in your place today, God. Lord, but I ask you now to hide me behind the cross. I ask you to clear our thoughts and our minds, dear God. I ask you, Lord, that your will be done in this place. I ask you to hide all distractions away from us, Lord. I ask you to empty me of self and cleanse me of my sins, Lord, and fill me with thy Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So I got to praying, and I mean, this happened way earlier in the week that God laid this on my heart. But I got to thinking about a question that we've often asked by certain people. If somebody come up to you and said, is God real? What would you say? You'd say yes, right? I hope you would. And what if they said, prove it? So I want to take your mind to this scripture, because in this scripture, the first six verses is talking about the heavens declare the glory of God. But you know, in today's time, they're atheists and agnostics all over the place, and Christian Science, and how do you know God is real? How do you know? I mean, there's people way smarter than me try to tell me, you know, this is how the earth was formed, this is the Big Bang Theory, and all of this, and I got to disagree with them, because how do we know God is real? I know God is real because He's living inside of me right now. I know God is real because I have seen Him move in some of y'all's lives in this place right here. I know God is real because I felt Him in this service today. Amen? I know God is real because He has moved me. I know God is real because I woke up this morning. I opened my eyes and I know God is real. So I wanted to take you really into the just the thoughts. How do you know that God is real? How is God speaking to you? Is there really an argument that God isn't real? See, I don't need this church. You don't need a Christian home. You don't need to go to Bible college. There's people who's never stepped foot in a church. There's people who has never even spoke to anyone in this whole world about God. But there is a way to know that God is real, because there's no arguments. Because all you got to do to know God is real is look up. Y'all agree with that? Go out at night. Listen, I've been to Colorado, and y'all, when you go to Colorado, the reason I say this, we was on top of a mountain, and no street lights, no lights. I mean, we was in a cabin, didn't have no electricity, no running water, no nothing. And when you walked out that door at night and you looked up, it was like the stars were sitting right here at your face. Like you could reach up and grab one. And you think, God made that. Well, some people don't think God made that. Some people think that it just happened, right? Well, I'm not talking about just, hey, just the stars, just the sun, just the moon. But in His Word right here, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. See, when we talk about the world, I'm not talking about how sometimes we talk about the world like the actions of human beings. I'm talking about the world like the whole solar system. That's what we're talking about. The physical world today. So I just want you to think about it. The physical creation that God's made. There's people who's living far off countries who've never heard the gospel, but I guarantee you they see God's creation. They open their eyes and they see the sun. Some of them, the sun's beating down on them all the time. They open their eyes and see the stars. They see the moon. They see all this in place. And that's just the world itself, the physical being screaming, God made this. God is real. The universe is huge, and I wrote some stuff down. Light travels at 186,000 miles a second. Y'all hear that? 186,000 miles a second is how fast light travels. So with that, if you was to look at, if you see the star, the star that you can see with just a telescope, they tell us that it's 10 billion years away. Did y'all hear that? 10 billion. That means it's a long ways away from here. That light is just traveling here. So by the time that light gets here for us to see, it's already changed. I said, man, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, for this little mind, they make fun of me, a country boy from Shiloh, Georgia, that's got a Madison County education. That is hard for me to wrap my mind around. And some of you might come to say, well, you know, you got that wrong today, Dwayne. Well, I might have a few of my numbers wrong, but they tell me that it takes over a million. If you was to take a million of the Earth, you could place them inside the sun. I think it's 1.4 million. Think about that. That's how big that the sun is. And they say that if the sun is moved, and I know this number's off maybe, but just bear with me for a minute. They say if the sun is moved 1,000 miles further away from the earth, we would freeze to death. They say if the sun was moved 1,000 miles closer to the earth, we'd burn up. And they tell me there's no God. Because let me tell you, that ain't no coincidence. That ain't no something big bang and something happened. Listen, y'all. We all know how reproduction works. It takes a little cell from a man and a little cell from a woman to come together, and 9 months later, there's a baby coming out. We've got some people around here that God's in the process of making that baby inside of a womb. If God can do that in 9 months, imagine the sun. Imagine all the complexity of it. How complicated that the human body is. How complicated that the solar system is. How complicated is it that we don't run out of oxygen because the trees that God made is taking the oxygen, taking carbon dioxide that we put out and taking it and making it oxygen so we can breathe in so we don't run out. Y'all know we ain't even running out of water? Think on that a minute. Everything's got to have water to live, right? But we ain't running out of it. This thing called life is complicated. You agree with that? Say amen. But as great as the solar system, as this body we got, that the ecosystem, all this stuff that we got is great, our God is greater. Don't ask me if there's a God or not. I'll tell you, I'm living proof there's a God. Some people say, you know, well, that's your conscience you're listening to. Well, let me tell you, my conscience sure wouldn't have had me up here preaching. He sure wouldn't have called me to leave a church that was on fire for God that I loved and some young people that I loved with it. My conscience wouldn't have called me to leave that. It's only God called me to leave it. Amen? Now, your conscience is part of your body, but when God calls, He talks to the spiritual part of you, and you can only hear Him if you got the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You hear me? Some of you say, I can't hear God. Well, you need to get right with God first. Tell them about it. Hey, if y'all want to help me preach, God will. Man, I don't know about y'all, but just... this today has just got me so fired up. Oh, my goodness. I got some numbers written down, and I don't even know what they're talking about. Oh, your eyes can see about 5,000 stars. But with just your normal telescope, you can see about 2 million. But one of them big, big telescopes that you go out and pay several thousand dollars for, you can see 2 billion. Think about that. When it says the rise of the sun speaks of His handiwork. I don't know about y'all, but the rise and setting of the sun. How many of y'all, some of you young people, y'all won't know what I'm talking about when the sunrise because y'all sleep through it. But how many of y'all love to see the sunrise and sunset? Oh, it's beautiful, ain't it? Beautiful. That is God's handiwork. That's God saying, I am real. Son, you better put your faith in me. But look at verse 3 and 4. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. That means the line has gone through all the earth. That's what I'm talking about when somebody, listen, Jackson MC sent a group of linemen to Bolivia to build some power lines so they would have power. But when they did that, there's a boy there who said, hey, I want to carry not only power to them, but I want to carry the Word of God to them. Help me figure out what language they speak there, and we'll get Bibles. Well, I thought it was Spanish. Y'all know, in Bolivia, there's like 37,000 languages. Each tribe speaks a different language. Now, how are we going to get the Word of God to them? God's already doing it, y'all. He's showing them His majesty work right there. This is His masterpiece. The sun, the stars, the sky. He's already laying the footwork there for someone just to whisper Jesus Christ and show them the love. But I do want to ask you this. When we're talking about the sun goes everywhere, and then in verse 7 it says, the law of the Lord is perfect. Y'all know what the law of the Lord is? It's this right here. Do you believe, listen to me, there's some people, and you might be one of them. If you are, I want you to come talk to me, because there's a lot to talk about. But do you believe that the Bible is the un, undefiled Word of God. That it is that God spoke His Word into these Scriptures right here. Do you believe that? Listen, I believe every word of this Bible. I believe there's no contradictions in this Bible. Some people believe there are contradictions. But what I say is, if you got your thinking cap on and you're trying your best to study this Word and you're just looking for contradictions, you're missing out on the conviction that God is using. And the only way to know that this Word is perfect is to read it. I challenge you. Here's what I challenge you to do. If there's anybody in here, and you do this before you come talk to me, anybody in here who's not 100% sure that that Word right there is 100% true. If you got a little doubt in your mind, here's what I want you to do. I want you to start today. Today is August the 4th. You start today and you start reading. You start reading wherever you want to. I'll challenge you to start reading John because that's where it talks about love. But I want to challenge you. You read that Bible for one straight month. Then you come back and tell me that that ain't the living Word of God. Because about 3 days in, you're going to fall under conviction. About 3 days in, you're going to be looking and saying, who turned this page to this? Because this happened yesterday or this happened today and I needed that. How did God know? Because this is the living. Listen, this Word right here lives through. He fills us with this, and I'm going to share with you in just a minute how I come to this, and it's a pretty awesome way, and I'm going to share some stuff, but the Bible is perfect. You won't find any mistakes in it, but you got to read it. You got to try it. If you want more from God, if you say, God, there's got to be more than this life than just what I'm living right now. If you want more from Him, get in His Word more, and I promise you, you will receive more. I challenge you. You might say, well, there's got to be more than just getting up, going to work, coming home, fixing supper, getting showers, getting bed, doing the same thing. There's got to be more. Well, I challenge you. You get closer to God and there is more. You can feel it. I don't know about y'all, but I can feel the Holy Spirit turning in here. It converts the soul. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect, and it converts the soul. If your life's been changed because of the Word of God, say amen. That's what I'm talking about. We should be testifying right there. And then it talks about making the wise simple. Now, when I mean simple, the Bible don't just mean a simple life. It means an arrogant, a gullible, a life of simplicity, meaning you really don't know exactly what to do with life. When Satan says, hey, come on, let's go do this sin. And you say, okay, man, let's go. That's what simple is. See, it makes you wise and understand, hey, when you hear this Word, it takes that simple, gullible mind. That's wrong. You need to be over here doing this. And that's when you say, yes, sir, I feel your Holy Spirit and I'm going that direction. See, that a lot of times we stay in the simple and we don't surrender to what God's telling us to do. But it will change you. It will rejoice your heart. I'm going to tell you what, and I'm trying to hurry. But when your heart's been broken, you've had a bad day. Anybody here ever have a bad day? Some of us had some bad months, right? I challenge you, get in the Word. You can rejoice in your heart through the Word. The Word will, young people, y'all listen to me. I know y'all feel like if you lose your girlfriend, your boyfriend or something, it's the end of the world. Well, it ain't. You can rejoice with your heart when you open that Word and the Bible starts talking to you, talking to your spirit. Your spirit will rejoice, I promise you. But you got to try it. You got to pursue it. Look, not only will it make that, it'll rejoice your heart. Listen. But it will enlighten your eyes. I'm going to stay here for just a minute because enlightening your eyes means it makes it knowledgeable. It means it'll open your eyes to certain things and certain understandings of the truth. And we all know that the truth is the Word of God. So it will open your eyes to some truths that you might... I don't know how many of y'all in here... Y'all might think I'm crazy, and that's okay. I get to bouncing. Some people say, you get up there and you act crazy. Some people see some people standing up raising their hands, and they say they're crazy. I've seen some people shout, amen, preach it. Ain't none of y'all in here to say that yet. When y'all do, it's going to get real good because that'll get me excited. Some people holler, hallelujah, and you might think that's crazy. Some people go to church every Sunday morning, every time the doors open Wednesday. Some people call them crazy. Some people might wear Jesus shirts and witness to people. Some people might call them crazy. That was me. All of those was me. I called people crazy. But this living word enlightened my eyes and opened my eyes. And now I'm crazy. Amen? How many of y'all been in that same boat now? Just be honest with yourself. You might say, well, that's the old holy roller over there. He's always talking about Jesus. He's crazy. Huh? He's always talking about what Jesus done, singing Jesus songs. Some of my own family, he's crazy. Have you ever been there? I hope and pray that folks is calling you crazy today. Well, for y'all, I mean, it'd be cray cray, right? It's true though. He opened my eyes. Fear of the Lord is clean. You want to know why the world's so dirty? Because we don't fear the Lord like we used to. Can somebody testify on that? You wonder why your life, you can't clean your life up, your marriage is a wreck and things is going bad because you don't fear God like you should. See, the fear of the Lord and the fear that Satan puts on you is two different things. We sang a song that fear is a liar, and I believe it because it's from Satan. But when you fear God, that is respecting Him and His Word because you know He's got a wrath that He's going to bring down on people who don't do what they're supposed to do. Do you believe that? You better fear Him, and then your life will be clean. You start fearing God, and your house will be clean. Some of you can't open your car doors because stuff fall out when you open up because they ain't clean. Some of you can't open your mouth because, you know what? You don't fear God. Some of you open your mouth sometimes, and some dirty stuff comes out, and you don't fear God like you should, or that stuff wouldn't fall out when you open the door. I don't know where that came from. That was for somebody right there. Some people say, well, my house is always clean. Well, yeah, open the closet doors and the cabinet doors. See what happens. God knows what's in there. Here's good. I'm fixing to be done. I promise you, I'm going to get you out of here. Desires of it. More to be desired than they of gold. See, I know some people in here who will chase a mighty dollar for everything that it's worth. They will run and run the race until they can't run no more and then give it everything because of the dollar, because of gold. You're supposed to desire the Word of God more than gold. And then he talks about me and the other more than honey or the honeycomb, more than anything that is sweet. See, the reason they use these two illustrations is because back in this day, gold and honey was two things that was, hey, it was high up. It was the two high up on the list. If you had gold and you had honey, you was it. But do you desire this word? Some of us are just living life and we ain't desiring nothing. We desire to have a big house. We desire to have a nice car. We desire to have money in the bank. But you ain't desiring the will of God in your life, y'all. And that's where we're falling short. That's why people want to know, is God real? Because if you desire God, they're going to see God's real in your life. Look, if you desire God, I'm speaking to somebody right here. The less you come to church, the less you're going to want to come to church. The less you get in His Word, the less you're going to want to get in His Word. The more you praise Him, the more you're going to want to praise Him. The more you get in His presence, let me tell you, the more you're going to want to get in His presence. The more you worship Him, the more you're going to want to worship Him. Let me tell you, I want some of y'all to break out of your shell, because I can see some worshipers in some of y'all that y'all just sitting there with your hands folded and said, my mom and daddy didn't worship that way, and I ain't going to worship that way. Break out of that. Worship the way God called you to worship, not the way He called your mom and daddy to worship. My God deserves all the worship I can give Him. Don't He? He saved people from dying of cancer. He's put people in my life that He may have took from me, but they've been such a blessing to me. They changed my life. I'm thankful for that. Young people, you better desire the Word of God. And don't desire the things of this world, because that's a dead-end path. And that's a lie that Satan will try to tell you, that the Word of God ain't true. Man. David said, when I look up at the world, at everything God created, and I look down and I read His Word, then I look within at the worshiper. Then he says, listen now. Who? In verse number 12, who can understand His errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Some of us need to be cleansed from secret faults in here. When I talk about secret faults, I'm talking about two things. And I believe this is true right here. Some of the secret faults we have, we don't even know we're doing them. Things that we don't have any, that we don't even know we're supposed to be doing, they're secret from us. So cleanse me of them, Lord. Who can see them? Lord, You can see them. Cleanse me of them. But then there's secret faults that some of you are hiding. Everybody look right here. People hide stuff. Y'all believe that? When I was little, I used to hide the snacks in my room so my sister couldn't get them. You hide stuff. A lot of us hide stuff we don't want nobody else to know about. That's our secret faults. Cleanse me of them, O Lord. And then you know what He goes on to say? Keep back thy servant for also presumptuous sins. Now, secret faults and presumptuous sins is two different things. Presumptuous sins is sins that, you know, used to might have been secret faults that you kept hid from everybody else. And now you outdoing them with the world and posting them on Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram. And you look at me, look what I'm doing. Presumptuous sin is you're sinning and you're proud of it. See, presumptuous is the same word that is used when the Egypts come out of Egypt. I mean, when the Israelites come out of Egypt, they use the same word of a high hand. Y'all know what a high hand is, right? Hey, give me some. I had a way to hit that ball the other day. Oh, I'm just kidding. That's the wrong one. Hey, out of the way. High five, presumptuous. Score a touchdown, and all your teammates come and give you five. You hit a walk-off bomb like you did the other night, and you just flip the bat and just stare at it. Then your team comes and high-fives you. That's a presumptuous sin. That's a sin that you know is wrong, but you're still doing it every day anyway. You high-fiving the devil whenever you're doing it, saying, look at me. What you think about that, God? That's a presumptuous sin. Some of you say, well, I ain't doing none of that. Some of you that might say that might take a stroll down memory lane on your Facebook or Instagram page, amen? Tell God to open your eyes. See, it ain't for the preacher to open your eyes, it's for the God to open your eyes. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So if you're sitting right here under conviction for some reason, what it may be, don't get mad at me. You're the one high-fiving the devil, telling him, look at me. I don't know where that came from either. But somebody needed that in here. Amen. John, I didn't get amen one on that one. It gets tough sometimes, don't it? When you're trying your best to live for Christ. Sometimes you might have blinders on. But you need the Word to open it up. You know, God, just give me an illustration. If I use it, I'm going to be in trouble. Y'all know this Word, and I'm done. I'm fixing to close, I promise. Y'all know this Word should be like a mirror to us. And God should show us through His Word not only our faults, our secret faults and our presumptuous sins, but also the way we're walking in His will that is good. Y'all hear me on that? Y'all understand that? Say amen if you're listening. I don't want to lose you right here. I was at the gym this week. God, just give me this. Y'all, just hold on. I was at the gym this week, and there was this guy that was there. And y'all, every mirror he went by, go to another one, he'd be like, yeah. He was looking at all the definition. Don't get me wrong, he was cut. He had muscles. He was checking them out. He was proud of them. We'll look in the mirror then when we like what we see. But when we don't like what we see, we don't even turn the light on to look in the mirror, do we? I'm asking, some of you might need to turn the light on to look in the mirror. Some of you be like, hey, you got something right here. She pulls out your phone, be looking in that mirror, be like, how long's that been there? You let me talk to all them people without hanging out my nose? Some of us need to check the mirror. Because God is real. You hear me in God's house today? God is real. His wrath is real, y'all. Now I'm going to close. It says, let them not have dominion over me. Them sins that I just talked about, they will cut you off from God. It will keep you from God. And that may be a reason why you don't feel God right now. That may be why you don't feel the Holy Spirit right now, because you let those sins take dominion. See, sometimes we don't plan on getting addicted to those drugs. We don't plan on becoming an addict. We don't plan on letting that depression get us. We don't plan on this. We'll just do it one time. But by then it comes and it takes dominion over our life. And before you know it, we are hooked and away from God. And ain't coming to church, ain't setting foot in the church, don't want to read our Bible, don't want nobody to tell us about God. We better get that mirror out. Verse 14 says, O Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. I say God is real by what He made, by what He said, and by the way we live our lives. Let me tell you how I know God's real, and I'm closing. If you don't mind, y'all go ahead and get a song ready. Y'all go ahead and stand with me while I'm telling you this. I know God is real because God put this in my mind. And we're standing outside that dumpster that was empty. We stood out there on Monday night. And me and Keith was talking. And Keith said something about, man, you know, God's real. I said, hey, that might be what I'm preaching on Sunday. And then I pull up Tuesday from Jefferson, going to get something Christy wanted me to go get that I did not want to get. I was fussing about it the whole time. It took me an hour to get from here to Jefferson and back, over an hour, wasting my time. I pull up at a stop sign, and I see Wesley with his hand over Bernard at the back of his truck, praying over Bernard, and Bernard's just crying tears. I snap a picture. I'm going to send it to Wesley to tell you how proud I am. But we pulled in there and we prayed with Bernard. When I left, I sent Wesley that picture and said, man, I'm proud of you. And I don't know if I got time. If y'all got just a second, I'm going to read you the first three words that Wesley said in this text. Man, is God real? Huh? Then let me tell you something else. I didn't even get down the road good. Pulled into a man's house. I was talked to him for about 30 minutes. And you know the first thing he said after when we started talking about God? How you know God's real? Huh? That is God showing confirmation. Boy, you better preach that Sunday, because if you don't, I'm going to get you. Let me tell you, God is real. Somebody in here needs to feel God real today. Somebody's going through some trouble. They need to feel God. They need to know He's real. I'm telling you, the way you feel Him is getting around a group of believers that is on fire for God, that has been in the Word, and let them lay hands on you and pray, and then you go get in the Word, and He'll prove Himself to you. The reason I know God's real, because He's proven Himself to me time after time after time again. Has He done it for you lately? As the song starts to play, hey, hold on just a second before it plays. Bow your heads. If God has touched you and shown you that in some way or fashion, you might need to come to this altar today. Raise your hand for me. Just raise your hand. Hands all over the house. Anybody else? Amen. 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 Let me ask you this. If you need to tell somebody about the living God and know that He's real, if He's placed somebody on your heart, raise your hand. Anybody? Look at there. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Last question, and we done. Anybody in here says, Dwayne, I don't know about my salvation. I don't know that if I was to die today, where I'd spend eternity. I don't know where I'll go. Just slip your hand up and slip it right back down. Anybody in the house? Not 100%. 100% sure of their salvation. Anybody? Raise your hand. It's just going to be me and you. I'm not going to embarrass you at all. I'm just going to pray for you. Anybody? Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask You right now to give strength, Lord, for people who need a touch of heaven, and they need to know, Lord. They might know You real in their hearts, God, but Lord, they need to feel You're real right now. Lord, move them in a mighty way. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Hey, if God's touched your life, this altar's open. If you need to pray and feel God's realness, you come down here.